The DA strongly believes that any pricing model that seeks to protect Eskom's monopoly will only lead to higher electricity prices for already overburdened consumers. The proposed cost-to-serve system still does not address the fundamental flaws inherent in NERSA's approach to determining electricity tariffs. Without the requisite skills to perform the tariff determination process effectively, NERSA will still roll over and accept any tariff increase that Eskom requests. The DA will therefore advocate for a consumer-centric approach that protects them from perennially high electricity increases. The only way to reduce the cost of electricity over the long term is to increase competition through the decentralization of electricity supply, the opening of the grid to independent power producers, and incentivizing and assisting individuals and businesses to generate electricity for their own consumption. The reality is that South African residents are being expected to pick up the tab for government failures to reform electricity generation, transmission, and distribution, and to better regulate the sector. The DA will continue to fight for a comprehensive reform of our electricity sector, including opening the grid, enabling competition, incentivizing energy efficiency and demand management, and regular reviews and audits of electricity tariff structures.